You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to talk about ESOPs, the Employee Stock Ownership Program, or plan. And ESOP is actually becoming more and more popular these days, and I've run into a number of some pretty large companies that have gone through the ESOP process. So give us a general framework for what an ESOP is for our listenership.
Well, first of all, ESOP means Employee Stock Ownership Plan. There's a variety of uses for them. They probably aren't utilized as much as they could be. Mm-hmm. They're increasing in use, but they're still underutilized, in my opinion.
Sure.
What happens is the company sets up a trust fund that buys shares of the company's stock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, the employees are the beneficiaries of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are structured so that, you know, the shares that you're entitled to could be based on years of service, on your salary with the company, what have you. If you leave, then you get bought out, so you get some additional money, so you get that employee, you know, like kind of an employee benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, what they're being used for is succession planning. If the business owner doesn't have the son or daughter that's going to take over the business,
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to take the effort to find a third-party buyer
mm-hmm.
for the company, assets or stock, you can set up, an ESOP
mm-hmm.
and allow the employees to purchase the business.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's situations where when you mention about why owners would pursue an ESOP, there's a lot of different value drivers that if business owners haven't properly instilled in their business, trying to find an outside buyer for a business can be pretty tricky.
It can be very tricky.
Yeah, and if you don't have these, the proper value drivers in place, you aren't going to have buyers show up with pockets full of cash wanting to buy your business either.
Right.
So ESOP can be a very good option for a lot of different reasons, but particularly if the organization hasn't been structured to the extent that everything makes very clear sense to an outside buyer. I've also had business owners explain to me when they pursued an ESOP that they liked that more because instead of turning the organization, maybe they feel a huge, you know, alliance with their employee base and whatnot, and instead of turning this over to somebody completely new, they felt better about employing the ESOP program instead.
That's right. That's right. I mean, not like you said, not every business is attractive to an outside buyer.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a bar or restaurant in some area, maybe of interest in that area, but that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to have, The folks that buy up bars and restaurants are usually larger groups that are coming in to maybe create a chain or to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But the employees of the bar or restaurant may have a strong interest in continuing to work there, continuing to service the customers, and they want to step up and own it. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they know enough to be able to own it. You get those situations where maybe the owner isn't on site and the employees have essentially been running it.
Mm-hmm.
They may be wanting to step up and do this. And it's not, yes, you can sell the business to employees without having an ESOP, but that requires that they have to go out and get bank financing.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. This is in a way, this is a way of doing it over time, of
mm-hmm.
allowing them to gradually sell shares of stock to them
mm-hmm.
over time.
And I think for some of the partners, when I'm talking about partners, could either be suppliers or clients of the organization an ESOP because it's a gradual removal of the original owner of the organization. There's some transition period, and for some people, they kind of like the security that that offers as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, when somebody sells their business, you know, you always wonder, okay, I mean, the typical business purchase, usually what's required in there is all the employees are terminated, and then buyer gets to hire back who they want.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that level of uncertainty if you're in sales,
mm-hmm.
and you're likely going to be brought back, but you're going to have a non-compete put in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of things that change, and there can be cultural changes
mm-hmm.
when someone buys the business. Cultural change in terms of the employees. So an ESOP is one of those things that would allow, you know, kind of a streamline where, you know, new ownership, same culture.
You know, it's interesting as I was actually employed by an organization at one time, and I won't name them, but they sold the company out to an organization overseas. And this overseas supplier was a competitor of the organization and had most of their manufacturing overseas. And, you know, the first thing that was said when the company sold is that, you know, don't worry, nothing's going to change and whatever else. And just looking at, I was pretty young at the time, but just looking at the parameters of the wholesale and where the buyer was located and the resources they had, it didn't make any sense that they wouldn't change anything. So I decided to make a career change and I moved. And I was really glad later I did, because it wasn't even 90 days before that location that we were in was closed.
Yeah.
And everybody there was being forced to look for work now with no notice, really. And I was just glad that I took action right away and moved.
Yeah, normally when a new buyer says that nothing's going to change, it usually means a lot's going to change.
It's one of those red flags.
Yeah, yeah, corporate speak.
Yes. It's kind of like when the government says, we're here to help
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So if somebody's looking at an ESOP, let's say an owner of an organization, what considerations should they make?
Well, they should be, in any of this stuff when you're dealing with employee benefits and retirement planning, you should be in contact with your attorney and your accountant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draft an actual plan in terms of the rules for eligibility, rules for participation, what happens if someone leaves employment, what if they voluntarily, what if they're fired, all these different things. There has to be a plan put in place and approved. And so the bottom line is, and I was, you know, this is replies regardless of the issue when you're talking about business owners, you know, you're going to put an ESOP in place one time.
Mm-hmm.
Your accountant and your attorney have probably done it multiple times.
Right.
They have done it multiple times. Go to them. Don't try to do this on your own. You're dealing with the IRS. You don't want to have problems. You're also dealing with the Department of Labor. You know, everybody mm-hmm. talks, the SEC does not oversee ESOPs. The Department of Labor does. It's an employee benefit. So work with your attorney and your accountant and do it right.
And if you're dealing with a business, this is likely the largest, single, greatest asset you've ever created. You don't want to mess around with
it. No, you don't.
Kevin Hunt with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, visiting about ESOPs. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee, as a business owner. I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter in the Business Forum Show. I'd like to take just a moment to address those businesses who are spending thousands of dollars on some of the tried and true marketing models out there today. Some time ago, we conducted a marketing matrix on some of the common tools used by businesses to market their products and services. We picked on the top three to illustrate the problem in marketing today. Number one was flyers and mailers. 40,000 were sent out. The expense was almost $18,000. 13 customers responded with a 0.03% response rate. How about direct mail? 1,900 letters sent out. 4 customers responded. A 0.2% response rate. And last of all, postcards. Everybody's heard about how great postcards are and how much better the response rates are. Well, that would be correct. However, the results aren't going to exactly blow your hat off. 2,500 postcards sent out. 17 customers respond. A 0.68% response rate. Now, in a moment, you're going to hear the audio files from video emails sent out to customers. Video email just like this were sent out to clients right here on the Business Forum show. Listen to these clips, and I'll share with you what the result was.
Hi, Christine. This is Miranda from Avalon Salon. I have Barry here. He'll be ready for 5 o'clock dinner. He looks great.
Hey, Joe. Happy 39th birthday from the crew at Conte Pizzeria.
Again.
Hi, Lisa. This is Marshall at Cottage Quilts and Fabrics in Elk River, Minnesota. Just letting you know that your quilt is finished and ready for you to pick up at your earliest convenience. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. Thank you very much.
Hi, Bill and Jen. This is Chris from RB's Computer Service. I just got finished with your system. It's just a virus. We got it cleaned up for you. It's all ready to go, so you can pick it up at any time.
Hi, this is Dr. Kim Gallenberg, Barrington Oaks Veterinary Hospital. And here's Nellie saying, have a great vacation and can't wait till you get home. Bye.
A video message just like the ones you heard were sent out to clients and listeners of the Business Forum show. We've typically had a much better response than most organizations might in emailing customers because we're a media organization. And I'm very proud to say that a common email that we'd send out would get anywhere from a 30 to 35% response. Now, these are people who either called us, emailed us back, or stopped by to say hi. 500 video emails sent out. A whopping 370 responded. A 74% response rate. Did you just hear what I said? A 74% response rate. I wouldn't wait another day to get your company on board with this revolutionary product launched on TalkFusion Connect platform and gain access to the other 9 dynamic tools that we haven't even talked about. If you have any questions about how you can put this tool to use in your business today, please email me now at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Stay tuned for the rest of the show. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.